Hello, thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Laura. How can I help you?
Yes, I received two packages in the mail yesterday from your company, Amex Health, Lewiston, ME 04240. Is this the correct address?
Yes, this is Omax Health.
All right, I received two capsules in the mail, and it says here that the price is $62, but it also says that this is not a bill. So this is not a bill.
Okay, what is your first and last name?
My first name is Gale, G-A-L-E, Whitford, W-H-I-T-F-O-R-D.
Okay, and what is the shipping address, please?
Shipping address is 1144 North Hockaday Road. That's spelled H-O-C-K-A-D-A-Y Road, Gladwin, Michigan, 48624.
Okay, thank you so much for verifying. So it shows me here that you received the Omax Ultra Pure, and the charge is $62. You're billed before it's sent out to you. So you're not receiving a new bill.
It's billed what now?
It's billed before it is sent to you.
How's it billed? How's it paid for?
It was billed card ending in 3827.
On my Visa card?
Yes.
All right. Now, let me ask you another question. Do you have the authority to send any additional types of products that you make without my consent?
No, we don't send anything additional without you consenting.
In other words, do you have the last four digits of my credit card?
Well, you are set up on an auto subscription, sir.
What's that now?
You are set up on an auto subscription.
Cancel that auto subscription. I do not adhere to that because I've had this happen to me previously, and I have sent the products back and refused to accept any further ones from them and still continue to get some, of which finally Visa would not recognize their charge. So I don't want that to happen with you. What I want is a fresh order every time I make an order. Personal order, not something at the end of the month you got something left over that happened with those people and just shipped it to me, unbeknownst to me, up to $120. And I can't accept that, so I just mail it back. And I just had it happen 3 weeks ago on another product, and I never ordered it. I never ordered that product. But it was sent to me, so I want to make sure that you make it. You sound like a legitimate company, and I haven't taken your products for too long yet, so I can't give you, an idea of what they're good or bad. But I want to make sure that only I order that product.
Okay, so you don't want a subscription.
I do not want me to order it. I do not want you to order it and just ship it automatically or ship it periodically. Like, in other words, Mr. Whitford's out. We'll just ship him another couple of cans or another couple of boxes. That does not happen with me. I have to personally order this product and give you my full Visa card number. Okay?
Would you like the cancellation number, sir?
The what?
Would you like to write down the cancellation
number?
Yes.
No, I don't want a confirmation number necessarily. If I order it, but I don't want it sent to me with the idea that I won't send it back or something, because I surely will.
Sir, I'm going to give you a cancellation number. This is proof that you canceled the subscription. Would you like to write number down?
Okay. Well, that's what I wanted. Maybe I'm getting a little loud, but, when it happens to you, you get a little excited. I'm a 93-year-old man, and I can't. Okay, give me the number, please.
It is 78.
887?
No, sir. 78. 8494.
Let me repeat it to you. 788494?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. All right. Then, in other words, I use that number to order from now on.
No, sir. That number is just proving that you canceled out today. It'll go back to the time and date you canceled. When you want another order, you're going to have to call in and place the order.
Fine. Thank you very, very much. It's not your fault. It's just that, you know, these things are happening to me in other situations, and I want to make sure I don't repeat it. Okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling OMAX Health. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to me. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.